This is KUT. Texas Democrats have had trouble over the last several years filling out the statewide ballot with well-known candidates. And this month's runoff for the party's nomination for Agriculture Commissioner is a prime example. Texas comedian, author, musician, and former independent gubernatorial candidate Kinky Friedman faces off against Cleburne farmer Jim Hogan. KUT's Ben Philpott reports.
Okay, so you can't really say people don't know who Kinky Friedman is. His name ID and quirky gubernatorial campaign gave him 12% of the vote in 2006. But he's often considered as someone who's not serious about running for office, or who doesn't have serious ideas for what he'd do once elected.
Well, I would answer that just by saying that probably nothing in this world is as serious as a comedian when he's telling the truth. And that's what I endeavored to do.
That's Friedman delivering a nice one-liner from a campaign that's full of them, which perhaps is why he was once again shunned by the party establishment when he signed up for his second attempt to win the Democratic Agriculture Commissioner nomination. Shunned, at least, until he came in a close second to Jim Hogan in the March primary. Hogan, a farmer and part-time insurance salesman, wasn't the establishment pick either.
But I made up my mind. I said, you know, for whatever reason, whether it's God-led or whatever, I just thought, I said, you know, if Mr. Perry doesn't run for governor and Todd Staples doesn't run for ag commissioner, you know, I'm going to consider throwing my hat in the ring.
That's Hogan from his official campaign office, a cell phone in his pickup truck. He says Democratic Party leaders actually told him not to run, even though at the time he was the only Democrat ready to jump in the race. And even though he had no political experience at all, he did plenty of research on what the ag commissioner does to make sure he wasn't getting in over his head.
I want to make sure that I could do the job. After studying, no sweat. Was I the best candidate? I considered myself an excellent candidate.
And without a staff, a website, or campaign donations, Hogan still took first place in the primary, easily beating the third place establishment candidate. So now that we have our runoff candidates, what do they want to do if elected? Friedman has been making headlines pushing a pro-pot and hemp message.
Hemp requires half the water that cotton does, while producing 2.5 times the fiber, all with 0 pesticides needed for hemp. Now, if you were to pitch that as a pilot project or a grant to a cotton farmer, they would take it.
As for legalized marijuana, Friedman says based on how well tax collections are going in Colorado, legalization would be a cash cow in Texas. Hogan doesn't have any campaign promises or grand ideas that he'd work towards if elected, but as ag commissioner, Hogan says he'd make sure the agency is spending its money the right way and would reach out to communities and farmers across the state to see if there's anything he can do to help.
In other words, work with people. People are searching for the problem right now. Some of them getting their own conclusion. But work with people. That's what the job is, to help people. It's a service. Now, that's the biggest platform you can have.
Neither of these outsiders has been tabbed as the party favorite heading into the May 27th runoff, but Friedman did pick up an endorsement from former Democratic gubernatorial nominee and opponent in 2006, Chris Bell. Early voting starts a week from today. Runoff election day is May 27th. Ben Philpott, KUT News.